This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, in for Terry Gross. John Cassavetes died 15 years ago, but his reputation keeps growing. He's best known to many people as an actor, especially for movies like Rosemary's Baby. But his most important work was as a groundbreaking filmmaker. Now a new Criterion DVD box set of 8 discs, including 5 of his movies, has just been released. On today's show, we'll hear from Peter Falk, who worked extensively with Cassavetes, and Jenna Rollins, who starred in several of his films and in real life played the role of his wife. But first, our critic at large, John Powers, explores what made Cassavetes unique.
I was maybe 15 when I saw my first film by John Cassavetes. It was a story about troubled marriage called Faces, and it scared me. It scared me because I wasn't ready to handle such intense emotion. But it also scared me because I didn't get it. In its flailing characters and drawn-out scenes, it wasn't remotely like the movies I'd seen. I was hardly the only one to find Cassavetes a challenge, maybe even a threat. Decades later, most Americans still haven't seen his work, or discovered that once you leave our native shores, John Cassavetes is regarded as a world-class filmmaker, a name to be put alongside Godard, Bergman, or Hitchcock. All that may change with Criterion's new box of 5 Cassavetes films, which is less a DVD compilation than a cultural event, complete with discs documenting his career and a booklet of critical essays. The package covers the stages of Cassavetes' work, from his 1959 debut Shadows, which tackled race and romance in ways that today's filmmakers would still find too daring, to Opening Night, his masterful 1977 study of an actress confronting age and alcohol. In between, we get Faces, the schizophrenic love story A Woman Under the Influence, and the wonderfully titled The Killing of a Chinese Bookie, starring Ben Gazzara as a strip club owner with illusions of elegance. Whether pockmarked or crazy or just downright annoying, not a single character in any of these films would feel at home in a Hollywood movie. In fact, from the beginning, Cassavetes' career was a rebuke to the Hollywood Dream Factory, with its glossy production values and glossed-over humanity. He wasn't interested in technique or neatly crafted storylines. He was interested in confused, often unenlightened people, especially those who've somehow been knocked off their bearings and are madly struggling to regain some sort of equilibrium. In trying to capture the emotional truth of such characters, Cassavetes put his ultimate faith in actors. He believed that they, more than anyone else, take us close to human feeling, which he saw as an absolute value. You get a hint of this in the following scene from Opening Night, in which an actress, played by Cassavetes' wife, Jenna Rollins, discusses her latest stage role with the playwright.
Listen, Sarah. Every playwright writes a play about herself. You've written a play about aging. I'm not your age.
What is your age?
I'm aware that playing an older woman is part of my problem. I have no illusions about being a teenager. But, you know, on stage you have Virginia having hot flashes. So I don't have hot flashes. I'm not going through menopause. I'm not ready to play grandmothers yet. You know, you're very clever. If I'm good at this part, my career is severely limited.
Limited to what?
Once you're convincing in a part, the audience accepts you as that.
As what?
As old, that's what, old.
Are you gonna quit?
No. I'm looking for a way to play this part where age doesn't make any difference. Age isn't interesting, age is depressing, age is dull, age doesn't have anything to do with anything. Listen, Sarah, I don't have a husband. I don't have a family. This is it for me. I mean, I get my kicks out of acting. If I can reach a woman sitting in the audience who thinks that nobody understands anything and my character goes through everything that she's going through, well, I feel like I've done a good job.
Cassavetes' work is all about capturing the truth of emotion, but his movies aren't realistic in any conventional sense. They often feel feverish, over the top, concerned with the feelings behind the feelings we let ourselves express. As critic Michael Ventura once observed, regular movies have their actors occupy the center of their characters' emotions, in the way that, say, Julie Andrews sings a song like My Favorite Things. In contrast, Cassavetes actors are always ferociously exploring the farthest reaches of an emotion. The way that, say, John Coltrane takes the melody of My Favorite Things and then stretches it to the breaking point. Cassavetes pushes toward intensity not as an end in itself, but to reveal something deeper than mere emotion. The soul, in all its wounded dignity. Now, to be honest, you have to be in the mood to see a Cassavetes picture. He didn't make crowd pleasers. He even said he hated entertainment. And because his movies were built around acting, they have weird rhythms and sometimes feel redundant, even when they contain an epical performance, like Roland's work in A Woman Under the Influence. And that's not all. Out of sheer cussedness, he was known to re-edit his movies to make them less likable and more challenging. "The audience is going to hate this," he once cackled while shooting. "But screw them if they can't take a joke." In the end, Cassavetes' greatness is inseparable from the fact that his films were always so nakedly and proudly personal. We hear countless words these days about independent filmmakers, but Cassavetes was and remains the gold standard of independence. He launched the indie movement with Shadows, used his acting to finance his filmmaking, free of outside interference, and he even shot in his own house. Unlike so many indie filmmakers who can't wait to sign on with the studios, he stayed the distance. Until his death in 1989, he tirelessly pursued his own vision, a vision rooted in his compassionate feeling for the lost human soul. Cassavetes knew that all human beings share one thing in common. We're lonely and frightened and looking for love.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue and media columnist for LA Weekly.